Hello,
yeah,
Cole.
Chris Gardner.
Who's
hey,
this?
You hear me all right?
Yeah, who's this?
Chris Gardner, Houston Round Bar Review.
Okay.
Oh, what up? What up? Did you hear us going off, man?
I didn't hear anything.
Okay, good. All right. I didn't want to scare you off, man.
That's a good thing. You didn't hear that last time.
How you doing this morning, Mr. Gardner?
I'm doing fine. Oh, it's Mr. Gardner. I'm doing well, sir. How are you?
Oh, good. Welcome to the show, man. This is Nate Brown, man. Thanks again, man, for calling in this morning.
And my
Chris,
pleasure.
With your online publication and coverage of college basketball and the pros, what's going on this year? Why are we having so many upsets and all these teams?
Oh, I love it.
What's going on, Chris?
Low-name market college.
In the men and women's division, what's going on?
Especially the women, I guess parity is finally slowly creeping into the women's game on every level below UConn. But
I like how you said that. Every level below UConn.
Yeah, but I think on the fella side, you just got, you know, the talent is finally spread out across the country. And, you know, the tournament is one and done. So it's not like it's a series where you get three, four, five, six, seven chances to win the series. Just takes one time. Miss free throw here, you know, make a shot there, make a roll. Keep on and survive in advance. That's what it's all about.
Yeah, and Chris, do you think the college basketball going to make a change where these guys come in, play basketball, they go to class in the fall, but then they just leave school as soon as the basketball, as soon as their team is eliminated from the tournament, they just leave the school and just go ahead
they
and
declare
for the draft. Do you think these colleges are going to stop this or what? What do you think is going to happen? But they're not technically, they're in school, but technically they really aren't. Because half of them don't even go to
that's
classes.
That's why even John Calipari, just let them go to the NBA if they want to go to the NBA. But those who don't want to go, you need to stick around 4 years and get your cheddar. That's what I say.
Go ahead, sir.
That part is that the NBA has to collectively bargain to get rid of that rule.
Mm-hmm.
Because the NBA wants players to have 1 year out of high school before they declare for the NBA draft. So as long as that rule still exists, which they're discussing about changing it, as long as that rule still exists, you will have the superstar players going to college for basically a semester, you know, and kind of going to class for that fall semester. And then once the season's over, I'm out, you know.
But Chris, what about the cats who are doing, hey, I'm not even going to do that. I'm going to go play overseas. I'm 18, and I'm going to get me some cheddar overseas.
For some folks, that's good. But, you know, that makes sense for some people to do that. And if you have the opportunity to go to a respectable team that will pay you on time and get your game, you know, go for it. I have no problem with that. What's wrong with getting money?
Right,
right. And you're blessed being down there in Houston with all that pro sports going on. Well, I know you cover the Houston Rockets as well. What's going on with your Houston Rockets?
The best team in the NBA.
And how did that happen?
They finally bought in to the system of playing defense, the importance of defense, and they finally got guys. They brought in guys like Luke and Bob Mute, P.J. Tucker, to play defense, to be that, you know, versatile defender. You got James Harden and Chris Paul, who I thought for a little bit would have a problem meshing.
I always walk to the basket before I make a layup, Harden?
Well, oh, don't get me wrong, because I think a good number of his drives are travels.
Come on, James, I take three steps. I lay you up with my left hand.
That's a Euro step. It's a Euro step.
Man, I need an African step. What's that, five steps? You know, the African step is five steps. Man, I probably walk every time you touch the basketball.
But I've seen the NBA officials, well, former referee who's now the head of the NBA officials, you know, oversees everything. And he justified the move. And I was like, I still don't agree with it. But if you say this is a legal move, that's why he's allowed to do it. But I don't see it. I just don't see that, really.
But Chris, I want to ask you a question. Because you said that the Houston Rockets are the best team, but they got to dethrone the Golden State Warriors. And it looks like Golden State, health-wise right now, right, they might be in a bit of a quagmire. I know that'll help Houston along the way. Now, for all those Cleveland Cavalier fans out there, this tells them that Houston, if Golden State don't win, Houston's going to win. It ain't going to be Cleveland. Just please tell them that for me.
You are correct.
Okay. I'm just saying,
LeBron is the man. No doubt about it. LeBron is the man.
Right.
And especially in the East, I don't see a team in the East that can beat Cleveland LeBron four times.
Okay.
Now, if you come to the West, you got the Rockets, and assuming the Warriors are healthy, those two teams can beat LeBron four times.
Okay, now with that, is LeBron staying in Cleveland or is he leaving the ship next year?
Oh, I think he's gone, yeah.
Where's he going?
Where?
He's going to Houston.
What's the conversation
now,
there?
I'm going to be consistent. I'm going to be consistent because in the summertime, and I've been fortunate enough to appear on a few other shows, I said then, so I'm going to stick with it now. I think he's coming to Houston.
You think he's coming? That's what the vibe is there in Houston right now? You think he's coming your way?
That was the vibe months ago.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I think it's kind of been kept quiet, not because of the brother, because the Rockets are so successful. I think he's coming to Houston. I do.
Because he knows if he goes to Houston, Chris, right? And even though they got Golden State, he knows with that team, mm-hmm. he doesn't have to be like the LeBron man.
Play all five positions in a single set.
And LeBron always has been that, to me, a basketball cat that, damn, there are times I don't want to be the man.
Right.
I'd rather sit over here and drink me a Coca-Cola and let some other guys go play. But and he knows that now I got to go lace him up and go score 40. Yeah. He don't want to do that every night. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to go to a squad that I could get 30, mm-hmm. but then if they got Harden or they got some other cats, what's my man there?
Chris Paul,
I'm going to the best friend.
What? How would they fit somebody like him into their
cap? Right.
Don't they have a cap? They have some type of cap, don't they?
They could make it work. Daryl Morey is a GM. They could make it work. Now, some dudes would have to agree to taking less money. I mean, Durant did it in Oakland. They'll get the money back in endorsements or what have you. They'll get it. They'll get paid. I mean, it's all relative compared to what we make, obviously, but they'll get their money.
I like you, Chris.
Relative.
But you're right, man.
I really believe LeBron will come to Houston for what you said. He's getting older, and he's carried the load a hell of a lot this year with the Cavs.
Yep.
So if he has a chance to still win, and take less load, come to Houston.
Yeah, he really is tired of it. And let me be honest with you. If Kobe Bryant would have did the same thing, Kobe would have still been playing now, I think. If Kobe would have had less ego to be the man on the Lakers and say, you know what, I'm going to go someplace where I can still be Kobe and still like, that's why Vince Young, Vince Carter's still playing.
Yeah.
Right.
Vince Carter, I'm going to get it where I can fit in.
Yeah, he's at Sacramento.
Yeah, he's at Sacramento, comes off the bench.
Huh? He ain't got it. Who ain't got
and
it?
And he's having a good time. You know, he's not winning with the damn.
Yeah, Vince ain't got no rings.
Nope.
Yeah, Kobe got five rings.
Vince is about to play 20 years, I think.
It's 20,
year.
No, 20 years this year.
Is it this year?
Yeah, he'll be on 21 next year. He's coming back next year, too.
Yeah.
There's another factor also. I think LeBron wants another ring.
And he does.
Houston would be that perfect fit.
Houston would be a perfect scenario for him to get another ring. Seriously. Right. And if he got to topple Golden State, because everybody's playing to beat Golden State. Am I right or wrong, Chris?
Correct.
So if everybody's playing
to beat Golden State. That is the Rockets been a mission for a year.
There you go.
2 years.
Right. So if everybody's playing to beat them, it's a no-brainer to me.
And so this is interesting now with this coming in. So the Houston people are really.
We heard it from Nate Brown first.
Nate Brown first. Right, we heard it from you, Nate. Chris, well, quick, on the football side, what's the atmosphere over there? I see you picked up Chantrell Henderson from the Bills. You're going to pick him up.
Oh, yeah.
You're strengthening your offensive line. Look like they're really putting a formidable line up in front of our Deshaun Watson for the upcoming season.
Well, let me say a couple things. Football is not my main thing, but my friends, I have friends who would disagree with everything you just said about building a quality offensive line.
Okay.
So, Chantrell is good, but there's still folks down here like, this all we going to do to protect number four?
Okay.
That sounds like
a Buffalo
move
to
me. That sounds like a Buffalo move.
That sounds like Max to me. But I want to ask you this, Chris.
That's a man right there, Max. Yes.
But Chris, is there J.J. Watt or J.J. who or J.J. what? Because can he come back and play?
He has to.
Okay.
You know, he's got to. I mean.
Because he owe, right? Because he healthy, owe. They paid healthy, him already.
No doubt. Okay. Guaranteed money. Kicked in, no doubt. He's got to stay healthy. He can get healthy for a minute. He's got to stay healthy because not a defense. That front four, the best defensive player on the team isn't him.
Yep.
Right.
We got to take a quick break.
And we'll get real quick with Chris. Once we come back after the break, we're just going to get your picks from you once we come right back.
All right, what's going on, Brown Allen? And I did pick Houston. Where LeBron's going, because it's a no-brainer, and we'll be right back.
Hey, where am I? Back down memory lane.
We're they're back, and I think the Houston Rockets going back down memory lane and they win a championship this year. What do you think, Chris?
Sounds good to me. The longer they play, the better. I like it.
Yeah. Okay. Who you have for college? Go with the women's first, and then the men's division. Who's your picks now that we see who's left in the brackets?
Well, UConn.
UConn
on women's side. Until proven otherwise, I will stick UConn. I feel safe with that bet every year for the next few years. Mm-hmm. UConn. The fellas side is more fun since Lyle they have figured
Chicago.
Out to play some defense. I'm afraid of Sister Jean's power, but I'm going to pick Duke.
You're going to pick Duke. You're going to go with Duke?
I'm going with Loyola Chicago.
I'm Villanova this year. I see Villanova's playing the best right now. I think Villanova will be able – the way they came from behind against West Virginia, and they were getting – that was a real physical game. I mean, you had to go out there. You better have a mouthpiece or something in because they were hitting in that game. That was a very physical game. And as soon as West Virginia took the lead, they came back. That's when Villanova just kind of said, oh, man, they turned it up a notch. And
let me ask you a quick question. What do you think about Duke starting four freshmen with one senior? Four freshmen.
It's been a problem for most of the year because their defense was garbage. The man-to-man defense was garbage. And when they were losing, had a little losing spell, there were some rumblings about, I won't name names, but some of those four freshmen, two of those four freshmen, one specifically, a tall one with a messed up hair, was focusing more on his NBA career than he was
of course.
His Duke career.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So that was... You know, some scuttlebutt. I think he's come back
to earth,
focus on his Duke teammates for a few games because he's about to go pro, as we all know, and be a top pick in the NBA draft.
Right.
So, and that's one of the problems with these superstars going to college for a few months.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You know, I'm about to go get paid. So, wow, I'm not going to really.
And that's
spend
what happened
time
with that
with
cat from Philly. A couple years ago, LSU dude.
Yeah, Ben Simmons.
Ben Simmons. He just went there just to make a layup a couple of times.
Yeah,
and then he's like,
and then go to the cafeteria
and eat for free.
Yeah, as soon as they get eliminated, they're gone. They move out of the dorms.
And LSU was like scrubs. I mean, they was like scrubs. I don't even know why he even went there. He must have knew somebody.
Yeah.
He went because he really had to. So, yeah. He felt like he had to go somewhere.
He had to go somewhere. Somebody's going to go to the campus and feed you good.
Exactly. He had some parents, relatives down in that area. So
yeah, okay.
They ended up going down in the Louisiana area. So that's what Ben Simmons was about.
He could have went to Brockport for that.
Exactly. Right.
Oh, yeah. Sorry about that. Chris, Brockport is our Division III team in. What the hell? Okay. Maybe win a championship. So, okay.
Right. And we had a good team here. UB, University of Buffalo. Sierra Dillard, a young lady from Gates, Twilight, right here in Rochester, New York. She came up with 29 big points, had 36 the week before. Brought the UB, University of
both
Buffalo
be
program.
UB team.
Yeah, the men's team, too.
They qualify. They both are coming on.
Yeah.
Right.
That's because people are sticking around a little bit longer around here.
Smaller schools.
Yeah, and they're staying in the area. Like Chris, you're saying that the wealth is being spread out now. You don't have those power schools like your dominant schools like you used to. Now everybody's getting to keep – players are staying close to home sometimes.
Yeah,
because for Sierra Dela to bring that team up like that, I mean, that was amazing. They lost to South Carolina yesterday. That was a good game. That was a good game for them. You know,
but, Chris, let me ask you a quick question before we leave. We only got a few more minutes. I like those twin guys from Nevada. You think they're going to go pro?
Go while the iron is hot.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, you got the business. Guys now are brands.
Okay.
You know, they're brand names, and they got to capitalize on their market potential. And you can just play a successful tournament. Go. You may not be having success next year. Go when you got the chance to go.
Okay.
That's the best opportunity.
Hey, man, Chris, thanks for calling in the show this morning,
man. And let everybody know your website, how they can reach you.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. www.HoustonRoundBallReview.com. And with the Rockets doing all this, there's a lot more Rockets stuff on there than usual.
And, Chris, do me a favor. Give Pam your email so she can send you a copy of the show.
I sure will.
Okay.
And then you can put it on your site. I appreciate it, guys. Thanks very much.
Come on, player.
As usual, you
know we got you. We'd love for you to be in the studio with us.
This is good, man. I like talking to y'all. So, no problem at all. And the bump music is good, too. So,
I love it, man. We'll talk to you soon, all right?
Take care.
Y'all take care.
God bless.
Tell Max I said hi.
Hey, Pam, don't forget to get his email for us, Pam. Hey, man, that was Chris, man, out of Houston, man. Good job,
yes,
Georgie.
Indeed. Oh, yeah. Gotta get used to, I had to get
we always get that Houston crew in there,
exactly,
man.
Exactly. He's a good friend of Max. Max connected me with him.
Yeah, man.
With him, yeah.
Okay.